Now, Facebook. Nearly a billion of us use it. But does it affect how we make important decisions? James Fowler at the University of California, San Diego, has been looking at the social networking site Facebook and how it can influence voting behaviour. Now, James, hello, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
You famously showed that if people have overweight friends on Facebook, then they're more likely to put on weight themselves. But now you're turning to politics.
Yes, we are. And this week we reported the results of an experiment that we conducted on Election Day in the United States in 2010, where we randomly assigned to get out the vote messages to 61 million people on Facebook. There were two different kinds of messages, one with faces of friends and one without. And there was also a control group that received no messages. And the results of the experiment showed that the message directly mobilized 60,000 people who saw the message, but it also mobilized an additional 280,000 people who were friends of the people who saw the message. And we were able to do this because in the United States, public voting records are public, and we were able to match about 6 million of the Facebook users to publicly available records to see whether or not they actually got to the polls.
Oh, so you could check up on them as well. So just to recap, you had three groups of people, a control group who you just looked at and just monitored their behaviour. You've got a group who get a little button which says go and vote, and another group that say go and vote, and by the way, here are some friends of yours who voted.
That's correct. And the interesting thing about the two different kinds of messages we showed people, there was one that had pictures of their friends who had clicked on the button during the day, and another one didn't have these same pictures. And what we found was that the one that had the pictures actually was the one that did all the work. The one without the pictures, the rate of voting for the people who got that message was exactly the same as for the people who saw no message whatsoever. And so these pictures of your friends are what seem to be doing most of the heavy lifting in terms of the total effect of the experiment on real-world behavior.
But do you know, James, whether it is just seeing pictures of your friends that makes you attend to that bit of the screen more and for longer, so you notice the go and vote now message more?
Or is it that the
friends have voted and this makes you think, wow, I'd better keep up with what my friends are doing?
That's a good question, and we would like to figure this out, I think, in a future experiment. Right now, we just know that the message worked, but it's possible that it's just something that draws your eyes to the message because, you know, just like when you see a list of random words, if your name happens to be in that list of random words, you're likely to be able to pick it out very quickly. Seeing faces of friends, it might cause you to attend the message. But one of the things that we were able to show was that not only was it the case that people who saw faces of their friends voted more, but the friends of the people who received the message voted more. And so the consequence, there was something that happened on the way from you getting the message to your friend voting that probably had something more to do than just attending the message. It had to do with the process of social influence.
So what are the implications then? You put this message up and people see that their friends have reacted to it and you end up with a bigger result through the social networking impact than the primary advertising in the first place. Facebook must be delighted.
Right. Yeah, no, it was really interesting. To make it just perfectly clear, for every one person whose behavior was changed directly, there were four friends whose behavior was changed. And the interesting thing is I think that campaigns, they've gotten very smart in the last few years in countries like the United States and in Europe, and they do experiments. They do these message testing on a large scale, but I think that they don't necessarily utilize all this new social network information that we have. And what this really shows is that if you were just looking at the people who received the message, you'd be missing the whole story. The network is really key here.
Is the fact that voting is something that people should universally do also important? Because if you had conversely put up an advert saying Mrs. Whoever bought a Ferrari, now that's only going to be relevant to a subset of people and a subset of friends, and therefore is unlikely to have the same impact as if it said go and vote, because that's something that doesn't attract a physical cost and also is something everyone should do.
I think that's exactly right, and in particular I would expect these social effects to be stronger for things that we think of as social behavior or as socially appropriate behavior. You know, another thing that we found in the study, just like we have found in other studies, is that there are some people who clicked on the vote button in this case, but then we went to check up on them, they didn't actually vote. And I think one of the reasons why is because it's highly socially desirable to be seen as participating in politics. When it comes to buying a Ferrari, you might get some social benefits out of owning a Ferrari, but there's not a lot of people saying, well, you have to vote, this is your obligation, you know, to own a Ferrari. So I do think that it may be the case that we wouldn't see the same strength of effects for other kinds of things online.
What's worrying me, though, is the sorts of numbers that you're producing from this study of people whose voting behaviour was influenced. If you look in the state of Florida in the Bush-Gore election, that was won with nearly 600 votes only, a tiny number. You're influencing orders of magnitude more people with this study. So does this mean that potentially a savvy politician using Facebook could actually totally skew an election result then?
I do think that these are going to be effective tools, but everyone is going to know about them. And so I think that what you'll see is both sides trying to use the tools and both sides trying to mobilize their voters. And it's important to remember that although it was a fairly large number of people, 340,000 people, this is out of 61 million. And so it's a small effect, but because it's spread out over a very, very large number of people in a very, very large network, I do think it's possible that as we learn more about how these processes work, that you could do targeting and you could get those 537 voters in Florida that you would have needed to change the outcome of the election.
James, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much. That's James Fowler from the University of California, San Diego, and he published that work this week in the journal Nature. Dominic.